It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy and Josh.
Kim, what are you doing today?
I am driving my daughter to school.
Are you? And then what are you doing?
I am.
Anything fun?
Working. No work.
Lame.
I know. That's what you're doing, though, too.
I know, so, but our job is super fun. What do you do?
I work from home. I do, like, IT software stuff for a insurance broker.
Ooh, smart. Smart.
Yeah.
Was that your dream job?
No. I kind of fell into it.
Like, what? Like, if you could do any job, Kim,
yeah, what's
on.
Your dream
not,
job?
Not IT software, but, like, your dream job. What would you be doing?
This sounds lame, but a singer.
A singer?
That's not lame.
Well,
okay.
Try out right now.
You know what we're going to ask you to do.
No.
Come on.
When I win, I'll do the champion song or something. I don't know.
You don't have any little ditty in your back pocket that you could sing to us?
Wait, what did you just say?
No, ditty's probably not.
Probably not the correct way to say that.
You don't have any little song that you could sing?
I don't know.
Could you like the do, re, mi, fa? No, all right.
It's
okay.
All right. All right, Kimmy Kim, let's play Fast Five with you. What we're going to do is give you a topic, and then I'm going to start that timer. You'll have 10 seconds to reel off five things about that topic. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
There it is.
In 10 seconds, I need you to reel off five characters from The Simpsons TV show. Five characters from The Simpsons. And go.
All right. Bart, Lisa, Homer, Maggie. Oh, my gosh. What is the boss's name? Oh, my gosh. Is there a Ned? Ned Flanders.
Oh, there is a
yes,
Ned Flanders.
There's a Ned Flanders. Oh, my gosh. Right in the nick of time.
Jeez, you got it. First one out today, Kim.
Let's go, Kim.
Congratulations. You won $250 from your boys, and you're going to go see Imagine Dragons Red Rocks. When is that? Thursday, the 17th. So get a sitter.
Awesome.
Hang on the line. Katie's going to come back and tell you all about your prize and how to get it, okay? Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Kim, hold on. Beth, did you hang on for us?
I sure did.
Look at that.
First one today.
I know. I called a couple weeks ago, and it was the first one, too. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I need to be faster.
Yeah.
I'm calling.
You got to be faster. What are you doing today, Beth? Anything cool?
I'm just heading to work.
What do you do?
Oh, I work for pediatric surgery.
Oh,
you're a good human.
Oh, my God. Is that your dream job? Is that what you always wanted to do?
It's close. I'm working my way up. I don't get to do, like, the surgery stuff, but I'm getting there.
You want to be the actual surgeon?
I do.
That's awesome. That takes a special person because a lot of people, I mean, people get queasy and pass out at the sight of blood. So that's awesome.
Good for you, Beth.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're a good human. Well, we appreciate you calling in today. Have a good one, all right?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Beth. Mindy Pants, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for holding. What are you doing today?
I'm going to be teaching some high school English.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
What school?
I actually, I teach out in Byers.
Okay.
I live in the city, but I drive out there every day.
Ooh, how long of a drive is that?
It's like 35 minutes.
That's a long one. Thanks for having your boys on, Mindy. We appreciate it. And Lord help you dealing with all those high school kids and all those hormones.
Oh, my God. I need it. I need it.
Do you have to yell at them? Do you yell a lot? Are you mean, Mindy?
I try not to. I have done this for a long, well, not taught English. I was a computer teacher until this year, and then they said, now you're going to teach some English. So I said, okay.
All right, why not?
Were you excited for that?
Not really. I was kind of all in told I was going to do it, so.
Mindy, I will say, you're teaching the older kids, the high schoolers, but basically now with the elementary school and the middle school kids, which is what I'm dealing with, both of those age groups, they're not really even teaching spelling anymore. My daughter's spelling is horrendous, Mindy. And they are basically relying on spell check now.
Yeah, no. Out here, they still very much do, like, spelling lists and, yeah. So
good. Keep that going.
Yeah, seriously.
I know. Spelling's important.
It's so important. I sat down with my daughter the other day to write a little paper with her, and I was like, what's that word? But the way she's like coming up with some of them are pretty darn creative, actually, some of the wording. So, she'd be great for like writing words for license plates where you need like just a certain amount of letters and then you have to
pure,
that's like
characters as possible.
Yes, that's every elementary school kid right now. They could write license plates.
That's so good. Oh my gosh.
Well, Mindy, good luck with the kiddos, and thanks
Thank
for trying
you.
For Fast Five. Try back tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You betcha.
Bye.
Dane.
Hey.
Hey, How's Dane. Oh, fine, sir. How are you today?
Good.
Thanks for sticking around. What?
Yeah, no, I wanted to. I'm really trying to win those tickets for my daughter. So instead of winning them, I thought I would stay online and try to embarrass her.
What's her name?
Just as good.
What's her name?
Her name is Sienna, and Avarice is my son.
Are they good kids?
Yeah, very good. Very, very good kids.
Well, you know, it boils down to parenting, Dane, so you did a good job.
All right. I hope.
Yeah?
My wife does most of the parenting.
I got how old are your kids?
Sienna's 11, Reese is 7.
What was the last thing they were grounded for?
We don't really ground them. I got mad at them Sunday for not helping me unpack the camper.
Well, what's the punishment then? Please don't say spanking. Please don't say spanking.
No.
I kind of set myself up for something horrible.
We beat the sin out of them.
I try to just do the I'm very disappointed in you kind
of
thing.
One of those?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when a dad tells you that he's disappointed in
you, hurts.
That stings. That sticks with you for sure.
I don't think my kids care. I don't think they care to us.
They're like, whatever, Dane.
You're trying to punish them with Imagine Dragons tickets then? That's a great punishment.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
That's bribery. You know, do better and dad will take you to Red Rocks.
There you go. That's
there you go.
Well, Dane, try back. We're going to be giving away those tickets all week long, so you got a few more chances. All right, buddy?
Oh, awesome. All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, amigo. All right,
thanks,
bye.
Dane.
All right, one more. Carmen held on all that time. Aww. Hi, Carmen. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're the last one.
I know.
Thanks for holding all that time, though.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
I'm happy for Kim.
Yeah, that's great, right?
Yeah.
So, what are you doing today?
Oh, nothing. Housework.
Oh, bars.
That's something. I mean, it's not great, but that's something.
Is your house filthy?
Yeah. No, but it needs clean. Mop. Vacuum.
See, those are things. I don't mind vacuuming. Mopping for me is, I do not like that chore.
I don't mind it anymore because I bought this contraption off the Amazon, Carmen. It's a hardwood floor, like vacuum / mopper all in one. So you put your liquid in it, you put a little hot water, I think it's Abyssal or something, and you go along the ground, and it's got this roll that looks like a paint roller with some rubber in it, and it cleans the hell out of my hardwood floors. I'll post a link
and
later,
it's
maybe
Prime
on my
Day,
Facebook.
Right?
Yes, it
Prime
is.
Prime Day. Get you one of those.
That's cool. I've never heard of that.
Spoil yourself.
Yeah. Huh.
It's one of those things, like, you know, as you get older, you get excited for crap like that.
Yeah.
That is when you get older.
It does help out. I got a new mop. Whoop, whoop.
That's cool.
Well, Carmen, we love you to pieces. Thanks for calling, and try again later this week, okay?
Will do. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Carmen.
Carmen.
Your Boys in the Morning on Mix 100.